Hello, everyone. It's been a little while since I left a recording here, and I wanted to touch on something that has been on my mind that I have been contemplating for some time now. I have a lot of particular things going on in my own personal natal chart. And so one of the things that has come up for me has been fear. And, fear can cover an array of things within us. It can cover so much. And it can mean different things for different people. But one of the things that I have realized in some of my own personal fears coming up for me is one, how much anxiety fear causes me. I tend to be a pretty calm person, calm, cool, and collected, very Capricornian, right? And so when something comes up that just shakes that calm, cool, and collected part of myself, I can be pretty good at shoving it away. I can be really good at rationalizing it, at trying to compartmentalize it, trying to label it and put it in a certain tab in my mind, and trying to figure out that this is why I'm feeling what I'm feeling, and it goes under this tab, and this is where I'm going to put it away, all very nice and neat. And that's not what's going on. That is not what Saturn in Capricorn is allowing me to do. And I am feeling, I don't know if I want to use the word forced, but I'm definitely being told to be responsible for my fears. Now, in the past, I've talked about responsibility, and responsibility is simply taking or accepting things for what they are in the moment, observing them, recognizing them, validating them for ourselves, and then from that place, being able to move forward. Now, that's a very simple definition, and it sounds simple to be in that place. So you might say, oh, all I have to do is that, and then I can get over it. Well, no, that even getting to that process takes a long time. It takes a lot of looking at yourself, a lot of self-work, a lot of honesty with yourself. So, in all of these fears coming up for me, I've had no other choice but to sit with them. Sit with them, let them tear me down, let them tear down the walls of the strong female that cannot be brought down. I've had to sit down and cry and allow myself to do that because in the midst of all of these fears coming up, I find myself not knowing what to do. And so all I can do, all I know in that moment is to sit and allow myself to feel. And I find that it's very important to point this out to a lot of people because sometimes you want to be able to have the answers to the things that come up. You want to just have the answers. You want a quick fix. You want a list of things that tells you what to do. You want an exercise that once you do that exercise, it's going to make you feel good, as soon as you finish it, and you'll be asking yourself the right questions. And that's how you come to the realization of what your fear is, and you've got it all figured out. That's not how it works. If anything, that's not how a lot of life works, because what we have to do is experience life. And experiencing life doesn't just mean experiencing the outside and creating memories and taking trips and, doing things with the people we love. Yeah, those are wonderful, beautiful experiences that we want to create for ourselves. But the only way that we can create genuine experiences on the outside with people that deserve to be in our lives is by sitting with the experiences that are going on within us. Now, this can be with anything, not just fear. This can be with, you know, if you're mourning, not just the death of someone, but perhaps parting from someone. If you're going through a breakup, if you're, you know, experiencing something with a significant other. My point is that we are urged, that part of our human evolution is to sit with the experiences and with everything that moves us within. That is where the answers lie. And I'm not saying that if you're having a bad day and you sit with whatever it is that you're feeling, that you're immediately going to find the answers to what you're feeling. Sometimes the only answer there is to feel, is simply to be. Not to get anything out of it, not to get, like I said, an answer, but simply to feel yourself. How do you react to feeling so much? To feeling so much where you feel that your heart is going to burst. Part of the reason why we have such a hard time simply sitting with our emotions, especially when they're very, very strong and undeniable, is because we wish that they weren't happening. We wish that they could be different. We wish that we could change it. Because that's how we live the rest of our lives. You know, if we don't like a restaurant, we simply go to another one, right? If we don't want to take this route to work because there's too much traffic, we simply find another one. I mean, there are so many options for us that we're conditioned to really pick what is more beneficial to us. And there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. I mean, why would you deliberately want to sit in traffic when there's another option for you? But my point is that we forget that our inner emotional psychological work is a lot different than our everyday lives. And so we think that we can just turn the switch on and off when it comes to everything that's going on inside. And believe me, sometimes you can. If you are not doing self-work, the turning on and off of the emotions of, you know, changing your state of mind in a second, that becomes very easy. But the problem with that is that you're not healing. You're not solving anything. You're merely pushing it aside. And what happens is that over time, that accumulates, whatever that is, you know, you fill in the blank for what that is for you. All of that you suppressed builds up. And it only takes one moment in life to rub you a certain way where all of that comes up. All of it. Everything you've been suppressing, it all comes up. You know, because you wanted to keep calm, cool, and collected. I mean, the simplest way to really illustrate this for you is, you know, you've gone from relationship to relationship. It doesn't work with one another and another, right? And then you happen to find someone who it's okay, this is working. And you know, a month goes by and it's working, and another month goes by and it's working out. This is good. This is going in the right direction. And another month goes by. Okay, this could be going somewhere. And then that one month that something just doesn't seem to go right, all of that other stuff that you suppressed, that you did not deal with from previous relationships, comes up with this one relationship that could very well be going well, and that you could very well handle the situation at hand differently, but can't, because you have not built up the capability to be able to handle all of that which is inside of you. People think that doing self-work eases some of the fears and some of the pains that come up. And I'm here to tell you that that isn't always the case, but that's okay. That it's not always a painful path, but I will take the liberty of saying this. If you're doing it right in the beginning, there's probably going to be a lot that you associate with pain. And that's okay, because hopefully you have enough support to be able to be doing it with someone, or you've chosen or hired someone who's really qualified to help you with this. But my point is that before it gets better, it can get worse, because you begin to ask yourself questions that you didn't ask yourself before. So therefore, you cannot ignore everything that comes up, because you are beginning to see things and yourself differently. And so once you recognize that you can no longer go back to your habitual patterns from the past, it's really hard to ignore what's going on now, because you want to so badly, because sometimes a lot of the emotion that comes up when you're doing self-work is very overwhelming. I will give you that. It can feel so overwhelming. But the only way out is through. That's really the only way to be able to handle and do something like this. I have experienced and discovered a lot about myself in the last couple of months, and facing my fears and being very honest about them and what they mean, where they come from, where they could potentially come from. And I'm not saying that I have all of the answers for any of this or concrete answers. All I know is that I'm going day by day feeling myself, feeling what I feel that day, and taking things one day at a time. The transits don't lie. Astrological transits, whether you're aware of them or not, they're happening. And they're moving you, and they're affecting the points in your chart in a certain way. Now, in knowing how they're affecting you, that's when you really want time to just go by, because you just want this to be over with. But divine timing, man. Divine timing is everything. Everything always makes sense in hindsight. So while I cannot wait till I'm in that place where I can view this period of my life in hindsight, right now I am simply feeling, accepting, and honoring my fears, my insecurities. And I urge you to do the same. Whatever it is that you're feeling, whatever it is that you're going through, sit with it. Sit with it and don't judge it. Don't tell yourself that you're weak if you happen to cry. Don't tell yourself that you're weak if you're simply because you're feeling. Sit with your emotions. Sit with your thoughts. And try not to figure out in the moment what they're trying to tell you, what they're trying to teach you. Believe me, the lesson will come. But the lesson will come when you allow it to come. Because in trying to judge whatever it is that we're feeling, we're impeding the answer to come. There we are again, trying to control the outcome of a situation that doesn't need our control. Everything our heart and bodies are urging us to do is to simply be in the moment, especially in those moments where we feel like we don't know what to do with everything that's going on inside. Be your own best friend. Sit with yourself. If you need to cry, cry. If you need to write, write. If you need to just be by yourself, do it. be your own best friend. If you hear one part of your brain telling you you're stupid, let the other part of your brain say, no, I'm not stupid. I am feeling this. I don't know what any of it means right now, but I have faith that I will figure it out. I have faith that the answers are coming. But right now, I just need to sit and let this happen. I hope I didn't lose you all. I hope that this message resonates with whomever it needs to resonate with. I will start writing more, start posting more again. And I just want you all to know that I've missed you all so, so very much, that I really hope that we can communicate more. I will start writing on my Instagram again a lot more, Facebook posts, start blogging more. But thank you all so much who have been coming back and checking out my blog. And to all of those who listen to this audio, I hope that it helps. Let me know if it does. And if you want to share your stories, I would love to hear them. And if I can be of any assistance, please let me know. I will talk to you all soon.